It's not a bad day if you're into ice fishing. About a dozen hardy sportsmen have set up shanties along the frozen shores of Monona Bay and Madison. Among them is Wes Whitford of Milton, who's busy boring holes into the 10-inch thick ice with a power auger. He says usually the spot is a breeze when it comes to nabbing fish.
But today it's kind of tough. It's been pretty cold. The best we've done was earlier last week. Got some really nice fish. Bluegills and crappies.
Some students may have gone fishing Monday when many schools, including the Madison and Milwaukee districts, shut down. Several remain closed, including Wauwatosa East High School. Mark Hughes and his wife are both teachers, also with a day off. They're hosting a small movie and popcorn soiree for their daughter and two of her friends. Hughes says he's glad to have them home.
Because there's no bus system for the kids that live in Wauwatosa, so they have to walk back and forth each way, and I think it's too cold for that.
It was even too cold for Wausau's emergency sirens. The system was powered down following a series of false alarms sparked by the intense chill. Ron Janikowski is electrical system supervisor for the city.
When we get so cold, the radio frequencies bounce around because of all the ice crystals in the air, and we could get some false triggering frequencies, and what happens is we're just going to probably go ahead and put some filtering system on so we can keep it to the one we want. We've never really had this problem in 27 years that I've been here.
Janikowski says they hope to have the sirens back up by the weekend. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.